Good morning. It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerodith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Always a lot of things happening here in the city of Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about some upcoming events, he is the executive director of the Galesburg Tourism and Visitors Bureau, Randy Newcomb. Randy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. I'm still getting used to this weather that we're having. I don't really understand it.
So are we trying to get used to it. This is crazy unusual.
I'm not complaining. I've been here over 2.5 years, and before I moved, they said, get ready for winters. You're going to see lots of snow, and knock on wood, somewhere. I haven't seen the big snow that we've talked, and I'm fine with that. I don't want to jinx anything, but I'm good with that.
Well, that's the thing. The amount of rain we could get today, if it was in the form of snow, we'd be getting a couple feet.
Yeah,
this is good that we're not. So it's been, usually February lasts, what were we saying? It's
about
the shortest month.
Days.
Yeah, but it lasts about 75 days normally, but not this year. It's been all right. So you've lucked out so far.
I have lucked out.
We appreciate that you've brought more southern weather with you.
What I've done is I've brought the southern weather, but then Paducah, where my house is and my family still is, they've actually had almost as much snow as we had.
Oh, that's tough because I'm guessing they don't have the supplies of salt and piles and stuff.
They have nothing. Everyone complains in Kentucky, why aren't your roads clear when it snows? We don't have the equipment to clear it.
It doesn't happen often enough to spend the money, right?
No, they even think about it snowing the next day and they'll cancel stuff.
Right.
So
it's absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, we got lots of stuff happening here in Galesburg. As always, let's talk about some of the big events coming up. I know you've been working on some new stuff that may be coming as well. So let's talk about what's going on currently with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Well, currently the Convention and Visitors Bureau, we're kind of excited because we've started actually working with a research company to get some data and find out where our visitors are coming from, how much they're spending. And so we've entered into a partnership with a company called Datafy, so we've got all that information, which I have to share in just a minute. But as far as events, we've got Downtown Community Partnership is working with the Historical Society for Chocolate Fest, which is coming up in March, and that will be at the Community Arts Center. Actually, Reserve Artisan Ales has a new event coming up this year, the Galesburg Brew Fest.
All right.
And so we're excited about that. I think that's happening in May. Then, of course, our annual Railroad Days will be coming up in June, and we've got Heritage Days and Stearman Flying, and then in September, we're going to have a brand-new event, the Music and Mural Festival, and so we are in the process right now of selecting a couple of spots for new murals in the community, one inside Galesburg and the other outside, and actually, we've been approached by the Knoxville Community Foundation about doing one in Knoxville, and I think we've got that location wrapped up. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll be able to release our locations, where the murals are going to be and where the celebration will be, and hopefully that September 9th we'll have a big unveiling and something to beautify the community. And the great thing about this is we have funding already secured for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So expect 1 to 2 murals a year for the next 5 years in Galesburg and the surrounding communities.
Got plenty of walls for them, right?
Surprisingly, I did not realize how many walls we have available when we announced this. The number of walls that seem to have just popped up everywhere.
There's all of a sudden there's a wall, right?
I have a wall. I just built it. We have all kinds of walls, and we don't have a shortage of places to put murals, and so the committee is looking at those areas, and we're strategically placing them in a way that not only helps beautify our community, but also makes it easy for visitors when they come in to see. And eventually what we want to do is make this sort of like a mural art trail. So when people come in, they'll be able to come and see statues and murals and public art, not only in Galesburg, but in Knoxville, Abingdon, and on, and even connect with Peoria and the Quad Cities and sort of make it a big art mural trail.
Yeah, sounds really cool. So Tyler, by the way, mark off the month of May, the Brewfest. You might want to mark off the second half of April to warm up for the Brewfest, right?
You want me to compete or to...
Or whatever.
Or am I going to participate?
Then you need the last part of May to recover.
So. Yeah, there you go.
Well,
there you go.
Right. It's up
to the Indy 500.
Yeah, it's like when you see one of those guys eat a steak the size of a boogie board.
You know? There you go.
So I just got to prepare my stomach.
That could be a special event on its own.
Ooh, there we go. Thank you, Tyler. Yes, we'll...
The Tyler T-Bone Challenge.
I'll do the play-by-play.
I don't hate it.
Randy Newcomb is the executive director of Galesburg Tourism and Visitors Bureau. All right, so getting some data, that's a great thing because just wondering, and you know, sometimes I'll wonder, like especially if you go into one of the convenience stores especially off of East Main Street and see people in there, you see license plates from different places, and they're not necessarily staying, but sometimes you'll see them like pull into one of the hotels. They wonder, like, okay, why are they here? Are they just on their way? Was this just a stop and say, here's where we got tired, here's where we're going to stop, or were they here for some other reason? So those are the kind of things you're going to find out.
Well, one of the things it not only tells us how many visitors we get, how many days they stay, the number of trips they make, but it also tells where they go, because what we're able to do with this research is we're able to put a digital fence around certain locations. Like we have one, of course, around Knox County, one on Galesburg itself, downtown Galesburg. Historic Seminary Street has its own. East Galesburg, Knoxville, Abingdon, Oak Run, Southside Galesburg. We've got all these different locations mapped out, even Lake Story. And so whenever someone enters that digital fence, when they use their cell phone, it's pinged and it's counted. Prior to 2020, you just had to have your cell phone with you and it would count. Well, now you have to actually turn your cell phone on and use it, and then it's counted. But it only counts you one time. So it's not repeating the same person.
Okay.
So it will count you one time you were there, and it's only people who use cell phones. So this is great data, but it's not complete of every visitor we get, because if you've got a family of four and mom and dad have their cell phone and they have two young kids with them that don't, well, it's only counting mom and dad. It's not counting the kids. So, but this, aside from us standing at every entrance in our community with a clicker and physically clicking every, this is the best we have. So to give you an idea, in 2022, we had 4.1 million trips taken to Knox County.
Wow. That's a lot.
1.2 million unique visitors. That means 1.2 million different people.
None more unique than Tyler, but
right.
I digress.
And these are all from 35 miles out as well.
Okay.
So it's no one inside 35 miles. It's everyone outside of that. So 1.2 million visitors made 4.1 million trips. And so we get quite a bit of visitors in. And so our job in tourism is to market to the outside area to increase that number even more. And so it's pretty cool. We can break down what states they come from. Even now, we can break down to what zip codes we get them from.
Wow.
And so it's kind of a cool thing. It also helps us target our advertising better. So if we see a pocket, a community somewhere where we tend to get a lot of visitors from, well, we're able to go with digital advertising through Datafy, which we're getting ready to start doing in about 2 weeks. We can target that area specifically, because we know that area has quite a few individuals that are already coming to us, so let's get even more of them.
Yeah, and I guess let them know, here's some other places you can go while you're here.
Exactly. So what we'll do is we'll target those people with an ad on Galesburg, Knox County. 2 weeks after that, we retarget them with a call to action, sort of like, on your trip to Galesburg, go to Discovery Depot and receive $1 off your admission. Go to Historic Seminary Street and receive 10% off your whatever at Landmark or Stray Cats, whatever it may be. We can do that working with those businesses, kind of retarget, and it kind of gives people that push to make the trip to Galesburg, which is what we want.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you any sense of where you're saying, you know, more than 35 miles, but where people are coming from now that are actually spending time here? Or this is what you're waiting for in this data?
There is data. I can pull the data. I can tell you exactly where they're coming from,
like
with top markets and things like that.
Okay.
Peoria is a huge market for us. It's actually, Peoria is a bigger market for us than the Quad Cities.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, yep. Huh. People, you know, normally you hear people wanting to travel south.
From here,
we get more from Peoria. And so we can break it down to Illinois counties, cities, zip codes. And mm-hmm. so I have the ability to go in this data and pull different things out, not only for Galesburg or Knox County as a whole, but for individual attractions. So we're allowed to put so many attractions in and pull data. So like, for instance, Bunker Links.
Mm-hmm.
I can go in and I can pull up information on Bunker Links, and I can tell you how many visitors went specifically to Bunker Links last year. And so actually so they're one of our top attractions right now. They're in our top 10. And so I can do that with the Orpheum, the Vault, Hidden Hills, all of those places.
You could fight crime.
You do not want me fighting crime.
I don't know, but
I can hide.
Yeah, well, you've got all the info you can threaten them
with.
You can
tell where to go.
It's kind of amazing how much information you can pull and find out. But it's important information because, once again, it tells us, hey, you know, the Galesburg Community Arts Center, we can actually tell when they have an event, how much did their traffic increase? So they can come to us and say, hey, we want to know, did our event we had last week, what did it do for us? Well, I can pull the data and say, well, your previous week was this versus here's the week you had the event and see the difference. Did it bring any more people in? And I can do that for the Orpheum, Lakeside Water Park, Railroad Museum, all of them.
Pretty cool. Randy Newcomb is the executive director of Galesburg Tourism and Visitors Bureau. So within that data also, is there, I'm guessing summer, but is there any particular month or week or weekend where, I mean, or I could, like Stearman or Railroad Days, that there are way more people that's been consistent?
Yeah, I can put a graph up and you can see spikes.
Yeah.
Like, and it's usually holiday or event weekends where you'll see it come on, all of a sudden you'll have a spike, then it'll go back down. And so I can pull that research and see.
Yeah. I guess that would also include Knox move in and moving out, too.
Oh, that's a big one, yes. Yeah, it does include that, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, like, whenever the college has an event, we see that spike on our chart. And so it's pretty cool to look at the – I can go down in a rabbit hole with this stuff and just start delving into this data and go to the point where I have to just back up and say, okay, I'm confusing myself now.
Now, is this information also, say this past long, like the city and say, mm-hmm. that they say, okay, Mr. Hotel, Motel, Chains, here's what we have here, and here's we could use your help here, and here's the data, so they can say, mm-hmm. yeah, this is a place we may want to build.
Of course, that's something we could do, work with economic development in the city and the county and have the information available to attract those future businesses coming into Galesburg and Knox County. And also with the data we do locally in-house at the visitor center, we track the hotels. So we can tell you how many overnight stays we had. Like in 2022, I think it was a little over 92,000 room nights in Galesburg. So you look at 92,000 room nights, and I think a total of like $8.7 million income in hotels. Yeah. And you think about it, overall year to date, that's only a 57% occupancy. So imagine if we could do even more advertising, get more people to come in and take that 57% up to 80% occupancy. That's just more money for the community.
Yeah, and the most likely scenario also is if they are from out of town, that at some point they're going to either grab something to eat, something to drink, gas, whatever the case may be, possibly retail as well.
Exactly, and that's where the state of the Illinois Office of Tourism comes in, and they give us our economic impact of tourism on our county. And so the latest numbers we have are from 2021, and it's an $83.1 million economic impact to Knox County because of tourism. And that includes lodging, food and beverage, recreation, retail, transportation. And so it's a big, big business, and that's direct expenditures. That's not the multiplier they put on to say, well, here's your total expenditure, which is great to see that big number of $150 million, but I'd like direct expenditures because you don't add the multiplier. This is the actual money coming into your community.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Randy Newcomb is the executive director, Galesburg Tourism and Visitors Bureau. Randy, anything else we need to know this morning about this information you've gathered?
No, we've just started this. We've been collecting this data for about 6 months now. And I do want to thank the Knox County Board because they were instrumental in getting us funding to help do this research through the ARPA funds. And so we're very happy about that. And also want to thank the City of Galesburg because every year they support our tourism industry because that's where our budget comes from. Our budget comes from money from the hotel motel tax from the city, ARPA funds that we're getting from the county, as well as state funds from Illinois Office of Tourism. So if it wasn't for those three entities, there would be no Tourism Bureau in Galesburg and Knox County. So we can't do it without them, and they're what help us market the area to get people here.
You know, it's always so funny. I always say, always hear the nothing to do here. Look at our community events page on our website. Look at the events page on your website. There is something to do constantly. There's more than you can do, probably.
And that's one of the things Tessa Jones, who's my communications manager, I challenged her when I hired her. Is okay, here's the deal. I want you to do social media, and we need to let people know what's going on locally in our community. I'm all for, I mean, I spend thousands and thousands of dollars a year promoting to get people to come into our community, but we also need to promote within. And so let our locals know. And so every week you go to experiencegalesburg.com or go to our Facebook page and you will see a list. Here's what's happening in Galesburg. And we've been able to give that information to you guys. And so it's something we're going to continue to do because the more informed our locals are, the better it is for us. So when visitors come in, people won't have to say, well, there's nothing to do here.
And there's so many sources to find out. I mean, we've got four radio stations here, four web pages. All that information is on there. Again, as you said, experiencegalesburg.com as well, and you can find it.
That's right. And if anyone has any information about events that we may not know about, let us know. We'll promote it. That's what we're here to do. We're here to promote. And it doesn't matter if it's city or county. If you have an event, we're going to promote it because the more things people have to do, the better it is for our community.
Randy, thank you so much. Great information here this morning.
Thank you.
We'll check in with you again soon. We got lots of stuff coming up.
Sounds good. We're getting ready to get into the event season in spring, so we'll have quite a bit to talk about.
Randy Newcomb, Executive Director of Galesburg Tourism and Visitors Bureau. Randy, always thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.